Welcome to the Faith and Family Support Center podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we will discuss some tips that you can use when doing a virtual job fair. 1. Review your resume. Your resume is your biggest marketing tool. It represents your brand, and therefore it is important to make sure that it accurately represents who you are and what you bring to the table. Faith and Family Support Center has work and family life consultants who can review your resume and make sure that it captures your skills, training, and experiences in the best light. 2. Sign up. There's usually a way to sign up for the virtual job fair. Sometimes you are required to submit a resume at the time of sign up, and if that is the case, submit your resume. 3. Research. Look at the list of employers that will be participating in the job fair and research their open positions that you are interested in. Have a copy of your resume ready to go during the virtual job fair. Make sure that your resume is targeted to the jobs that you are interested in. 4. Be prepared. Prepare to interview on the spot. This is where having an elevator pitch is very important. There might be a chat pod where everyone can submit their pitch, and there also might be a private chat pod for you to communicate directly with the representatives of that company. Pitch your elevator pitch to the representative. Make sure that it highlights your training and experience and how you can be an asset to the company or organization. 5. Ask questions. Prepare a list of questions that you would like to ask the representative or hiring manager. Some employers may be there to network and look for a pool of candidates that they will later on interview over the phone or face-to-face. 6. Check company news updates. Companies update their websites and share news. Make sure that you are aware of recent events and how that may have changed the company. For example, some companies may not be reopening their offices and all employees have to work remotely. By finding out this news before the job fair, you'll be able to ask questions that are relevant to the position that you are interested in. 7. Network. A job fair is your opportunity to meet many employers in the same space within a short period of time. This is your opportunity to network and build a list of contacts. By cultivating contacts, you are able to have a resource within the company who can answer your questions. There are many companies that are interested in hiring veterans and military spouses because you come with a unique skill set that employers are looking for. 8. Practice. Practice interviewing with someone. Faith and Family Support Center has work and family life consultants who can help you prepare for the virtual job fair. The more you practice your elevator pitch and interview, the better you will get. 9. Treat a virtual job fair just like a face-to-face job fair. Remember that many employers nowadays conduct a lot of interviews over the phone before you get a face-to-face interview. Therefore, you should take this job fair as seriously as you would a face-to-face job fair. That was an overview of preparing for a virtual job fair during COVID-19. Thank you for joining me and Faith and Family Support Center in our podcast series. You can set up an appointment with any of our work and family life consultants by calling our centralized schedulers at 1-866-854-0638 or emailing ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil. Again, you can contact us by emailing or calling schedulers at 1-866-854-0638 or ffsp@cnrnw@navy.mil.